This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Kirk Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description. Odd as it may seem, there are no live shows with audio description in the month of November. So, let's dive right into the movies. So we have After the Hunt, an R-rated movie. It's a crime drama thriller. We've got Black Planet 2, also an R-rated movie, and it is a horror film. Blue Moon is rated R. It's a biography, comedy, drama, music, romance. Begonia is an R-rated movie. It's a comedy, crime, sci-fi, and fantasy. Downton Abbey, the grand finale. It's rated PG. It's a drama. Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. It's rated G. It's animation, comedy, for kids and family. It's also musical, sci-fi, and fantasy. Good Boy, rated PG-13, is a comedy, horror, thriller. Good Fortune, rated R, is action and adventure, comedy, romance, sci-fi, and fantasy. If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, rated R, it's a comedy, drama, thriller. Last Days is rated PG-13, it's action and adventure. It's also biography, documentary, and drama. One Battle After Another, rated R, is action and adventure, crime, drama, politics, and a thriller. Regretting You is rated PG-13. It's a drama romance. Roofman, rated R, is biography, crime, drama, history, romance. Shelley Oaks, rated R, it's a horror thriller. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, rated PG-13. It's a biography, documentary, drama, music. Stitch Head, rated PG, is animation, it's comedy, horror, kids and family, sci-fi and fantasy. The Conjuring, Last Rites, rated R, it's a horror mystery thriller. The Lion King, 30th Anniversary, it's rated G, it's action and adventure, and of course it's animation, drama for kids and family. The Long Walk is rated R, it's a horror flick. The Mastermind, rated R, it's crime and drama. The Strangers, Chapter 2, rated R, it's a horror mystery piece. Tron, Ares, it's rated PG-13, it's action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy. Truth and Treason, rated PG-13, is a drama, history, thriller. And finally, Violent Ends, rated R, is a thriller. And now for the closer look. After the Hunt, it's a 2025 R-rated movie, crime, drama, thriller. A college professor finds herself at a personal and professional crossroads when a star pupil levels an accusation against one of her colleagues and a dark secret from her own past threatens to come to light. This is directed by Luca Guadagnino. It stars Julia Roberts, A.O. Edenbin, and Andrew Garfield. Black Phone 2, also 2025, it's rated R, and it's a horror film. As Finn, now 17, struggles with life after his captivity, his sister begins receiving calls in her dreams from the Black Phone and seeing disturbing visions of three boys being stalked at a winter camp known as Alpine Lake. This is directed by Scott Derrickson. It stars Mason Thames, Ethan Hawke, and Madeline McCraw. Blue Moon is a 2025 R-rated movie. It's a biography, comedy, drama, music, romance. It tells the story of Lorenz Hart's struggle with alcoholism and mental health as he tries to save face during the opening of Oklahoma. Directed by Richard Linklater, it stars Ethan Hawke, Margaret Qualley, and Bobby Cannavale. Begonia is a 2025 movie rated R. It's a comedy, crime, sci-fi, and fantasy. Two conspiracy-obsessed young men kidnap the high-powered CEO of a major company, convinced that she is an alien intent on destroying planet Earth. This is directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. It stars Jesse Plemons, Aidan Delbus, and Emma Stone. Downton Abbey, the grand finale from 2025, is rated PG. It's a drama. When Mary finds herself in a public scandal and the family faces financial trouble, the household grapples with the threat of social disgrace. The Crawleys must embrace change with the next generation leading Downton Abbey into the future. This is directed by Simon Curtis. It stars Marilyn Cutts, Dominic West, and Lorna Dixon Brown. Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, also brand new, 2025, is rated G. It's an animation, comedy, kids and family piece, also a musical and sci-fi and fantasy. Gabby and Grandma Gigi's road trip takes an unexpected turn when Gabby's prized dollhouse ends up with eccentric cat lady Vera. Gabby embarks on an adventure to reunite the Gabby cats and retrieve her beloved dollhouse before it's too late. This is directed by Ryan Crago. It stars Gloria Estefan, Tina Ukwu, and Layla Lockhart Craner. Good Boy, also from 2025, is rated PG-13. It's a comedy, horror, thriller. A loyal dog moves to a rural family home with his owner, only to discover supernatural forces lurking in the shadows. As dark entities threaten his human companion, the brave pup must fight to protect the one he loves most. This is directed by Ben Leonberg. It stars Indy Shane Jensen and Ariel Friedman. Good Fortune is from 2025, rated R. Action and adventure, comedy, romance, sci-fi and fantasy. A well-meaning but rather inept angel named Gabriel meddles in the lives of a struggling gig worker and a wealthy venture capitalist. This is directed by Aziz Ansari. It stars Keanu Reeves, Blanca Araceli, and Aziz Ansari, the director. If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. From 2025, it's rated R. It's a comedy, drama, thriller. With her life crashing down around her, Linda attempts to navigate her child's mysterious illness, her absent husband, a missing person, and an increasingly hostile relationship with her therapist. This is directed by Mary Bronstein. It stars Rose Byrne, Delaney Quinn, and Mary Bronstein. Last Days is from 2015. It's rated PG-13. It's action and adventure, biography, documentary, and drama. A 26-year-old missionary journeys to the remote North Sentinel Island, determined to convert an isolated tribe while authorities attempt to intervene before potential harm occurs. This is directed by Justin Lin. It stars Sky Yang, Radhluka Apte, and Marnie Kennedy. One Battle After Another from 2025 is rated R. It's action and adventure, crime, drama, politics, and also a thriller. When their evil enemy resurfaces after 16 years, a group of ex-revolutionaries reunite to rescue the daughter of one of their own. It's directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, and it stars Teyana Taylor, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Regina Hill. Regretting You from 2025 is rated PG-13. It's a drama romance. centers on the strained relationship between young mother Morgan Grant and her teenage daughter Clara, exacerbated by Morgan's husband Chris's tragic death, that forces them to navigate life's challenges together. The director is Josh Boone. It stars Allison Williams, McKenna Grace, and Dave Franco. Roofman from 2025 is rated R. It's a biography, crime, drama, history, romance. A charismatic criminal, while on the run from the police, hides in a hidden space of a toy store. There, he adopts a new identity and becomes involved with an employee, beginning a relationship as unlikely as it is risky. This is directed by Derek Chanfrance. It stars Channing Tatum, Tony Revolori, and Kirana Kui. Shelby Oaks from 2025 is rated R. It's a horror thriller. A woman's obsessive search for her missing sister leads her into a terrifying mystery at the hands of an unknown evil. And this stars Sarah Dern, Mason Heidegger, and Joe Quinn. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere from 2025 is a PG-13 biography, documentary, drama, music film. Bruce Springsteen's journey crafting his 1982 album Nebraska, which emerged as he recorded Born in the USA with the E Street Band, and it's based on Warren Zane's book. This is directed by Scott Cooper and stars Jeremy Allen White, Jeremy Strong Paul, and Walter Hauser. Stitchhead from 2025 is a PG animation movie. It's comedy, horror, kids and family, sci-fi, and fantasy. It follows Stitchhead, a small creature awoken by a mad professor in a castle to protect the professor's other creations from the townspeople of Grubber's Nubbin. It's directed by Steve Hudson. It stars Asa Butterfield, Joel Fry, and Ryan Sampson. The Conjuring, Last Rites, from 2025. It's rated R. It's a horror mystery thriller. Paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren take on one last terrifying case involving mysterious entities they must confront. It's directed by Michael Chavez. It stars Patrick Wilson, Vera Farmiga, and Mia Tomlinson. The Lion King, 30th anniversary. It says 2024, but we all know that it was actually 30 years ago. But this is rated G. It's action and adventure, animation, drama, for kids and family. Lion Prince Simba and his father are targeted by his bitter uncle, who wants to ascend the throne himself. It's directed by Roger Allers and Rob Minkoff, and it stars Rowan Atkinson, Matthew Broderick, and Nikita Kalame Harris. The Long Walk is a 2025 R-rated horror movie. A group of teenage boys compete in an annual contest known as The Long Walk, in which they must retain a certain walking speed or get shot. It's directed by Francis Lawrence. It stars Cooper Hoffman, David Johnson, and Garrett Waring. The Mastermind from 2025 is rated R. It's a crime drama. In 1970, failed architect James Blaine Mooney and cohorts wander into a museum in broad daylight and steal four paintings. When holding on to the art proves more difficult than stealing them, Mooney is relegated to a life on the run. This is directed by Kelly Reichardt. It stars Josh O'Connor, Sterling Thompson, and Alana Haim. The Strangers, Chapter 2, from 2025, is rated R. It's a horror mystery flick. Left stranded in a small town with no way out, Maya must once again face a night of terror, courtesy of three deadly killers whose rampage she must put to an end. This is directed by Rennie Harlan. It stars Emma Horvath, Olivia Kretzova, and Mattis Lajkak. Trion Ares from 2025 is rated PG-13. It's action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy. A highly sophisticated program, Ares, is sent from the digital world into the real world on a dangerous mission. It's directed by Joaquin Running. It stars Jared Leto, Greta Lee, and Jeff Bridges. Truth and Treason from 2025. It's rated PG-13. It's a drama, history, thriller. When loyalty to country becomes loyalty to a lie, one teen risks everything to expose the truth. With the Gestapo closing in, he must decide what it really means to be a good German. Directed by Matt Whittaker, it stars Ewan Horrocks, Rupert Evans, and Ferdinand McKay. And finally, Violent Ends from 2025 is rated R. This is a thriller, a southern revenge thriller of star-crossed lovers set against the backdrop of the Ozark Mountains. Violent Ends chronicles the life of Lucas Frost, an honest man brought up in a crime family whose only legacy is violence. It's directed by John Michael Powell, and it stars Billy Magnuson, Kate Burton, and Sean Harrison Jones. So that's the movies that we've got in the local theaters. These all have audio description, and we'll take a look now at a few reviews. Black Phone 2. This is a review by James Berardinelli of realviews.net. The thing to like about The Black Phone 2 is how it expands the canvas rather than simply tracing over the elements and plot points of its 2021 predecessor. The earlier film worked primarily because its suspense, dread, and level of viewer engagement were strong enough to overcome plot inconsistencies and narrative missteps. Similar arguments can be made in favor of the sequel, which, despite leaning more heavily into the supernatural realm, puts its characters in dire situations where survival often seems among the least likely outcomes. The Black Phone 2 doesn't back away from the ending of the first movie. The Grabber, played by Ethan Hawke, isn't resurrected like Michael Myers was for each new Halloween installment. He remains dead. But as he cuttingly remarks to his nemesis, Finney, played by Mason Thames, dead is just a word. To that extent, the Grabber never has a corporeal form, but he's plenty dangerous reaching out from the dream world where he feeds on fear and exists through the power of his hatred. Although Finney remains a major character, still wrestling with the same kind of PTSD that afflicted Laurie Strode in H2O and the David Gordon Green Halloween trilogy, the central figure here is Finney's younger sister, Gwen Kagan, played by Madeline McCraw. The movie delves into their past and explores Gwen's dream capabilities. Most of the action unfolds at a snowbound camp being buried under a blizzard. The cast is small: Finney, Gwen's would-be boyfriend, Ernesto, the camp director, Armando, and his daughter, Mustang, plus a couple of holy rollers who don't take kindly when Gwen drops the F-bomb. And out there somewhere beyond a lonely phone booth and across a frozen lake is the Grabber, making contact with Finney by phone and Gwen through her dreams. At times, the Black Phone 2 strays a bit too far into unnecessary exposition. In horror, ambiguity is often more effective. And the ending feels overwrought and overly sentimental. Still, the suspense elements are well handled by returning director Scott Derrickson, who approaches the project as an extension rather than a regurgitation. Having transformed the Grabber from a deeply disturbed human serial killer into a demon, Ethan Hawke embraces the shift, turning the character into an even more terrifying version of himself. The Blizzard provides a claustrophobic sense of isolation that heightens the tension, and the surprisingly low body count reminds us that a horror film doesn't need a pile of corpses to be effective. For the dream sequences, of which there are many, Derrickson uses a simple visual shorthand. Unlike in other movies where dreams blend seamlessly into reality, he differentiates them by increasing the grain, giving the sequences a rougher, more dirty texture. There's never any question when we're looking through Gwen's eyes or someone else's, even when perspectives switch rapidly. It's an efficient way to maintain clarity in what would otherwise be a confusing scenario. The Black Phone 2 crafts a worthwhile sequel from a premise that seemed exhausted after one outing. It's a credit to Derrickson and his co-writer C. Robert Cargill that they keep this movie from tumbling into the grinder where so many would-be franchises die. The Black Phone 2 stands as a strong companion piece to the original, firmly rooted in horror, maintaining continuity, yet not shackled by the tropes its predecessor engaged. The Long Walk also receives 3 stars from Mr. Berardinelli. He writes, "The Long Walk represents one of Stephen King's rare ventures outside the horror genre. A dystopian thriller, the film adaptation alternates between lengthy, dialogue-driven sequences and sudden bursts of graphic violence. At times, it feels almost like a stage play, with its emphasis on character interaction and its confined setting. Though the road stretches for hundreds of miles, the action never strays from the pavement. The only source of horror lies in the stark portrayal of inhumanity, the chilling ease with which lives are extinguished. The film belongs to the Last Man Standing tradition, a niche that includes another King tale, The Running Man, as well as the Hunger Games franchise. Director Francis Lawrence is best known for adapting 3 of the Hunger Games novels for the screen, with a 4th still to come. The shared foundation across these stories is clear, even if the particulars vary. Contestants compete for unimaginable rewards, while the cost of failure is death. The Long Walk doesn't dwell on world-building or backstory. We get a glimpse of the former at the outset, while the latter gradually unfolds through dialogue. Although past events shape the character's motivations, the heart of the narrative lies in the bonds formed among the protagonists as they confront the inevitable. All but one will die. Each must reconcile this immutable truth with the fragile connections of newfound friendship. The premise is stark in its simplicity. 50 young men, one from each state, compete in a walk that ends only when a single participant remains. The rules are equally straightforward. A minimum pace of 3 miles per hour must be maintained. Repeated drops below that speed mean execution. Stepping off the road means execution. Defying the military officials overseeing the nationally televised event also means execution. Yet the film resists cutting away to the millions presumed to be watching. Instead, it remains with the walkers themselves, acknowledging the broadcast only in passing references to the ever-present cameras. With 49 dead men walking, there's obviously no way to get to know all of them, so the screenplay narrows its focus. This, by necessity, all but guarantees we can guess who the finalists will be. But there's really no alternative. The only real suspense comes at the very end when the resolution is uncertain. And while The Long Walk is being marketed as a thriller, with a few thriller beats to match, its core is more dramatic. Most of the walkers are portrayed by actors whose names will be unfamiliar to many viewers. Cooper Hoffman takes the lead as Ray Garrity, whose reasons for entering the contest set him apart. He quickly bonds with Peter McVries, played by David Johnson, who spends much of the walk dreaming up grand plans for his prize money. Billy Stebbins, played by Garrett Waring, is prickly and hostile, though not without cause. Gary Barkovich, played by Charlie Plummer, fills the bully role, and his behavior brings swift consequences. Rounding out the self-styled musketeers are Arthur Baker, played by Tut Nuat, and Hank Olson, played by Ben Hwang. On the other side of the road, the Major, played by Mark Hamill, oversees the event with grim authority, while Judy Greer makes a brief appearance as Ray's mother. Despite a number of narrative holes, The Long Walk succeeds largely on the strength of its performances. The film addresses many of the practical questions that inevitably arise. Food, water, sleep, urination, defecation, illness. But these are secondary. At its core, the story is about characters confronting their private traumas, using conversation as a way to blunt the monotony of a grueling ordeal from which the only release is the barrel of a gun. Lawrence mostly stages deaths in the background, but he isn't shy about the occasional close-up, shocking in their bluntness precisely because so much of the film is otherwise subdued. If The Long Walk is to be filed alongside the endless catalog of King adaptations, it sits closer in spirit to The Shawshank Redemption and The Green Mile, though it doesn't reach the heights of either, than to his splashier, horror-tinged works. As a last-man-standing story, it's more restrained than most. There's no revolution brewing, no grand plan to topple the system. The ending arrives not in fire and fury, but in something stranger, quieter, and more unsettling. A surreal flourish that lingers long after the credits roll. And all of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMC.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully, this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.